We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know him. Media reporter, sports business journal. He's the co-host of Marchand and Arand, which is very clever. I just picked that up just reading it out loud. Sports media podcast. And he joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. The great John Arand on the guest line. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks. I think he's called Goodell.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, but...
I don't think the new owner of the Broncos knows that.
I was going to say, has anybody told the new owner? So I'm kind of fascinated about the decision to start having the NFL Black Friday football game here. What are the details on this, and how long has this been in the works and on the mind of the NFL?
You know, this has been on the mind of the NFL for a couple of years. And yeah, frankly, ever since, NFL owns Thursday, and for the longest time, the NBA owned Christmas Day, you know, going back into the 70s. And what was it about? I think about a decade ago, maybe a little bit longer than a decade ago, the National Hockey League launched a January 1st outdoor game, and it got really good ratings for hockey. And so all the leagues took a look at that and tried to claim every single holiday and say, like, okay, we're going to own this holiday and we're going to own that holiday. January 1st used to be college football, but that sort of got spread out a little bit more. And so this is a way for the NFL to, you know, they already own Thursday. The ratings they get on Thanksgiving Sunday are pretty good. You laughed about Monday, but they do have a Monday night game on, that following Monday. And they were looking, they felt that Saturday might be hard, and they always looked at that Friday as a way to do it. And there was a lot of opposition to that. They thought that would spread the schedule too thin, and it just wouldn't work as well. Well, along comes Amazon, who has the Thursday night football games exclusively. And so if you're going to go on Black Friday, which is the biggest sales day of the year, and you're going to go with the top retailer for the last 2 years, I think Amazon has brought in more revenue than any other retailer on Black Friday. They thought it worked pretty well. And what made it work even better for the NFL is that Amazon's going to pay upwards of about $100 million for this one regular season game on Black Friday. That's something that made the NFL and all the owners say, like, oh, you know, it's okay if we spread this schedule a little thin.
Is there ever a worry, John, of oversaturation with the NFL? Like, it feels like there's football every day with college as well. But, I mean, like, do the ratings ever drop or no? It's NFL's king.
You know, there's always a worry. Everybody always brings up that point, and it never, ever has any effect on it. I mean, the Thursday night football games on Fox last year was the second highest rated show on television, only to Sunday night football. And the amount of people that are watching NFL programs, and NFL programs make up, I think it was 18 of the top 20 TV shows of all TV. And so you would think by doing things like this and getting out of that sort of 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock Sunday window, that it would lead to a lot of dilution. But I've been covering this for two decades now, and the NFL ratings and the NFL's importance to television networks has only grown since then. So there's absolutely no evidence or no effect of it that I can see.
John, on the podcast, you had a hell of a tease for 8 hours ago. The tease is, it's unfair to compare CBS's upcoming Big Ten deal with CBS's outgoing SEC deal. Please explain, sir.
You're not going to do the violins on me too, are you?
No violins.
Oh, great. The Big Ten deal has not been announced yet, but we know where everything's going to go, and it looks like CBS is going to pay about $350 million in order to get the Big Ten rights that they're going to put in their 330 window. And they're doing that because they lost those rights to ESPN a couple of years ago. And ESPN is going to pay $300 million for those SEC rights. So for the first pick of an SEC game, that package is $300. And now for the second or third package of the Big Ten, that's $350. And so everybody takes a look and says, boy, what a bad business decision by CBS. But I feel bad for CBS because if you recall, when they were negotiating with the SEC, there was no chance the SEC was going to stay with CBS, and CBS knew that. They could have paid even more or doubled the bid that ESPN was going to bid. ESPN was going to match CBS's bid, and ESPN, which owns the SEC network and owns all of the rest of the SEC's rights, they wanted that package, and the SEC wanted to be totally with ESPN to make the scheduling a lot easier to do. And so that they were going to go no matter what. And I just think that's an unfair comparison that I've seen a lot this week.
The other interesting tributary to this deal is, I mean, we already saw Jack Swarbrick, Notre Dame AD, tweet about this or being asked about this. How does the CBS deal and overall the rights packages the Big Ten is amassing for football, how does that impact the potential or not potential of adding Notre Dame to the package in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I'm in a minority here, but I don't think it impacts it at all, really. I think that, first of all, Notre Dame has a grant of rights with the ACC. So they're sort of tied financially to the ACC, and it would cost them a pretty penny to try to get out of that. They can afford it, and certainly with the new deals coming to the Big Ten, it'll make it easier to afford. But Notre Dame is an independent, and the last I saw preseason rankings, they were in the top five. And so as an independent, they're still competitive within the college football playoff, and there's a good chance that they're going to make the college football playoff. And in a couple of years, they're going to renegotiate their deal with NBC. And if they get, I think it's entirely possible they could get around $100 million per year, $75 million per year. If they were to get that, what's the advantage of going and being going with the Big Ten or going with the ACC? I don't see a ton of it. The one difference that I do think we will see, or I think we'll see and I hope we'll see, is that Notre Dame, Michigan, you know, that I hate to bring Michigan up in Cleveland, so I apologize. But the Notre Dame, Michigan rivalry, you know, because NBC is going to be in with the Big Ten, hopefully that'll come back. And hopefully we'll see Notre Dame playing a lot more of the Big Ten schools than we have in the past couple of years. But that's still to be decided.
What's NBC going to do for their broadcast talent when they get the Big Ten?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't think they know quite yet.
They basically have like just Tirico and Collinsworth. I mean, do they have anybody else they can put on games?
Well, if you take a look at their preseason lineup or their studio lineup, they have about 20 over there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it would be hard for them to identify or have people. I know Jack Collinsworth is somebody they're high on in terms of actually doing games, and I think that there are people that are out there. But if they get the Big Ten and they're going to put it in prime time, which is sort of the plan, they're going to get a high profile, a good announcing crew over there with them.
John Oren, media reporter for the Sports Business Journal, and if you guys haven't heard it, The Marchand and Arend Sports Media Podcast is fantastic. You guys do such a great job with it. Thank you for joining us. And again, congrats on the podcast and the continued success. It is the best media podcast that I've ever heard, quite frankly.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. We have a lot of fun with it. Marchand and I are reporters. We report this stuff. And so it's like, why do we go on other podcasts to talk about it? So we just decided to launch ours and, it's a lot more work than I was expecting, but we have a great time doing it.
Well, hey, buddy, congrats on the continued success. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.